is so filled with gospel messages on our subject tonight that we scarcely know which one to choose first. We read, "The ungodly are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And again, we are told that the ungodly have builded of straw and of chaff, and that they shall be blown asunder, and all of their works shall perish. 1 Corinthians 3:11, "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath builded therein, he shall receive a reward. And the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." All of us remember the story of our childhood days. I think I used to call for it myself. Please tell me the story of the big bad wolf and of the three little pigs. It was a favorite nursery rhyme. It began something like this. Once upon a time, when pigs could talk and no one had ever heard of bacon, three little pigs lived with their mother in a beautiful forest and fed upon acorns. And immediately my mind, for I have the mind of a preacher, ran back with the story and I said, oh yes, that's the Garden of Eden. When they were happy to live long days, when there were no tears and there were no cares, when everyone could sing and eat and rejoice and walk with the Lord Jehovah. But with the incoming of sin, there fell a famine for the word of God upon their hearts. And we read that there were no acorns. And therefore the mother of these three little offspring called the three sons together and said, I'm sorry, but all three of you will have to go out into the world now and fare for yourself. Oh, thank God that the light of God's word has made plain a way to build a house that shall stand forever. To build a house seemed the imminent need of all these three. To build a spiritual house is the need of your soul, Radio Land, and yours, Evangelist Temple tonight. The birds, though they seem so free as they fly in the heavens, build their nests, whether in the north or the south. The woodpecker, have you ever seen him at work? Peck, 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 pecking away upon the tree, until at last he's built himself a nest. I was quite interested one day. Dr. and Mrs. Knight had taken me to one of the fellowship services to visit with our ministers. Now on the way home, Dr. Knight related his account of having heard a woodpecker the top of a tall tree. And he climbed this tree to catch the woodpecker. And he put his hand in the woodpecker's the hole he'd made in the tree, got his hand down, and suddenly the woodpecker went to work on his hand, and he just sewed him to the tree, and he just hammered peck, 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 peck on his bones, and he was howling with might and main, and his brother says, well, pick your hand out and come on down. He said, I can't, the woodpecker won't let me. And finally he got loose, and he never so happy in all his life. But the woodpecker knows how to make a home and defend a home. The squirrel, to make its home in the hollow of a tree. The ant, though so tiny, shows great wisdom and craftiness in the building of houses. The field mice find ground and lie in their little homes with fur. The caterpillar, even, learns to wind itself up in a cocoon and there to nestle as cozy as a baby in a blanket in a hammock. Man alone has somehow, in the midst of all his getting, of earthly homes and earthly wealth and earthly raiment, forgotten to build for himself a born-again experience, a spiritual home, and one that shall abide forever in the heavens. And in the youth and heyday of our life, so many have forgotten that there will come a time when the storms will blow, and the winds will roar, and the old wolf will be knocking at the door. Lord, waken us up. Amen. All right, and so we apply the simile of a childhood story to our Bible subject. Open the curtains and enter the three little pigs right now. I've divided these three little pigs into the three classes of human beings tonight. Suppose I could get the busy one to stop long enough to turn this way around a moment. Turn around, honey. Oh, yes. The church. The sinner and the hypocrite. The one who is in this audience tonight may be sitting near you. Because the church, he won't stop working on. But the hypocrite and the sinner, they don't think of working. They're just too happy having a good time. And they say, work? These people here who talk of going to prayer meetings and who talk of the prayer tower, who speak of four meetings a day, who talk of foreign missions. These people of Angela Temple and this Sister McPherson, who are always declaring that work for the night is coming. Why, we don't believe in working. We're the sinners and the unbelievers. And all we do is just say hi to the little and dance around all day. We just have a grand time. That's the idea. And they turned to the man who was building his house of brick, and they said to him, "How, what folly you show, to be everlastingly at work, building for eternity. What folly you show." But he answers back, they say he takes no time for play. All he does is work all day. Tra-la-la, la-la. Now then, the three are separated, and they go to their places. One says, well, I build my house of straw. I build my house of hay. I toot my flute, don't give a hoot, and play around all day. There's a picture of the 1938 sinner, isn't that true? And shall be of 1939. You say, but my brother, there's an eternity. He said, I don't give a hoot. I play my flute. Dance around all day. But brother, hell is exceedingly awful. Heaven is exceedingly bright. There's one thing and one thing important. Build for tomorrow's sunrise. But the sinner says, ha, 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 I don't need a house. Look at him. He's got a pretty good house up there. Won't you come and build it, hay? Remember, God's fire will destroy it in a moment. Remember, the devil, who's the old wolf, will be able to blow it down. Remember, death or trouble or pain or heartbreak or sickness will destroy it, and you will be unable to stand when the day comes. A few weeks ago, I happened to be in New York City in one of the tallest buildings in the world, and we exchanged our elevator for the express elevator and rode to the top of a mighty high building. It was among the tallest in the world. And yet I saw, as I looked at all the riches and the grandeurs of a neighboring building, how all that house had been unable to buy happiness for a family. How heartache and heartbreak and banished from our own shores had followed. And now that my Lord, others may have time, they say, swing it, sister, swing it, brother. Think only of play and of gambling and easy money, or the treasures of this world, or climbing the political ladder, or climbing the social ladder. But I shall build on the rock Christ Jesus. Now look again a moment at the sinner. There's your picture. The piggy, piggy wig. He certainly is just interested in the things he eats and the things he wears. He has a looking glass, and he looks in his looking glass, And is it nice to be beautiful? That's the main thing. Women spend more for cosmetics in the United States than almost any other thing in the whole world. How beautiful I am. And my hair is just so, and my eyes just so. Oh, sinner. Without being born again, we're all unlovely and in need of a born-again experience. And next, notice a man of the House of Hayes. He is busy with his social climbing, political ambitions, his chest swells out. And he says, see who I am. My name's in Who's Who. And I'm thus important, and I intend to marry the Count of so-and-so, or the no-account, or whoever it may be. I'm on my way up the social ladder. All these things, the Lord says, are builded upon strong hay, and you'll never stand. It's only a little step. Watch him now. That sinner is out with a hammer tapping rocks, and he's going to try to prove, according to one of our great magazines, which I just read the other day, one of the most famous in the United States, to prove that there is no God. They show the prehistoric age and this age and the other age. First of all, okay, it was the time of the sun that melted the earth. And then by such and such production came the first spark of life. Look! And here he comes up with a monkey. And he begins to look at the old monkey and he said, you know what I believe? I believe that's my great-grandfather. And who says there's a God? Who says the Bible's true? Why, this whole thing's a process of evolution. And so why shouldn't I dance around all day? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la. And so he's happy. And he says, you people go to church. You people go down there and read your Bible. You people go and get on your knees and get up and go to that prayer tower at 2 o'clock in the morning. Go through the rain and the shine. Not I. I build my house of straw. I build my house of hay. I play my flute and I don't give a hoot. But I dance around all day. Somebody can be starving or dying or going to hell. But my house is hay and I don't believe there's any wolf. I don't believe there's any devil. I don't believe there's any hell. I don't believe there's any life after death. Well, my dear, whether you believe it or not doesn't change it. It's there just the same. And you'll notice that the old wolf is pretty close at hand. But now the little piggy goes in his house. He says, well, I see the wolf coming, but I'm not afraid. Death, sickness, heartbreak, climate wolf, go on. And as he rises to the house, he says, Piggy Wiggy, will you let me in? He said, by my chubby chin chin, I'll never let you in. And the wolf says, all right then, I'll hop and I'll hop and I'll blow your house in. And so the old wolf begins to hop. And the house shakes some, though it doesn't quite fall. And now he says, all right, I'm going to huff some more. And so he says, I'll huff, blow with me, everybody. And I'll pop. And I'll blow your house in. And lo and behold, the whole house is all fallen down. Well, where did that piggy go? Now, turn your eyes to the house of twigs at my right. Here's a second person in this audience tonight. Oh, the sinner, just plainly, he just doesn't believe in anything, and he's just a sinner, and that's all there is to it, and so I don't make any profession. I'm a sinner, and I admit it. Sure, I build my house of hay. But now, this fellow's different. He said, I build my house of twigs. I build my house of sticks. Yeah. He said, I'll play on my fiddle. Hi, diddle, diddle. He'll have a wonderful, wonderful time. But all the time he put that house up so easily, lo and behold, the Christian has been making a house of stone. and a breakfast. Ah, look out, man of twigs. There's your church member. He says, I belong to the church. My name's on the roll. I gave a stained glass window one time. One time I gave $10 for an orphan cat and dog home. I know I'm all right for my good deeds. Brother, your good deeds and belonging to 100 churches will never save you. You must belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be born again. Be emptied of sin. Repent of all that is unlike Jesus. Give up your straw existence. Give up the jitterbug life. Give up depending merely on a church name and membership. The wolf is at the door. You say, well, I don't see the wolf. Brother, he's at the door. You say, oh, Sister McPherson, I'm a church member. I'll go inside. And I have my brother sinner inside with me. I'm sure that though the straw went down, belonging to a church will be sufficient. And so the wolf reaches up his hand and he knocks. He said, will you please come and let me in, Mr. Pig? Just by my chubby chin, I'll not let you in. And wolf said, if you won't let me in, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. But they just weren't afraid at all. And they just simply said, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the... Oh, look out! He's huffing! Wait a minute, piggies! He's huffing! And they say, oh, I am afraid! I'm horribly afraid! And while the wolf is there huffing and puffing, woo! Till he blows the house in. The only thing to do is build out wolf-proof material. Devil-proof material, amen? But look, Satan doesn't give up that easy. He, after thinking the thing over, he decides to come back in a different guise. I see him entering now. He carries with him a basket. An innocent-looking basket, such as we use for our commissary goods. And he decides to enter the basket. And from it, he takes a sheep skin. And entering the basket, he covers himself up with the sheep skin. The Bible says, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Beware of preachers, for instance, who say they preach the word of God but deny the blood of Jesus Christ. Deny the born-again experience. Deny praying through to the old-time victory. And he hides himself as best he can, and then he raps. And the word comes, who's there? I'm a poor little sheep with no place to sleep. Will you open the door and let me in? And the door opens just a little bit. They see that long nose, and they say, you're no sheep. You're the wolf. Be gone from our house. And he curses and reviles upon them, but he has to get out of the basket ignominiously and go away. Not for long. I'll tell you, the devil's after the Christian. The devil's after the children. And he's after your heart. But have no fear if you're built on the Christ Jesus solid rock foundation. But it isn't long till the old persistent fellow's back. There's one good word you have to speak for the devil. He certainly is a persistent fellow. And he never gets tired. But brother, if you haven't yet given yourself to Christ, don't put it off any longer. Look, I see the wolf getting ready to come back again. But as he does, I'm looking at the ruins of the house of hay and the house of twigs. Will this be true of the Christian? Well, who on earth is this? The wolf is entering in. And now he knocks at the door. And who's there? And he answers in a very placating tone, I'm the Fuller Brush Man. I'm giving away free samples, but inside they recognize his long black paw. And the Christian wolf takes the brush out of his hand and gives him a thorough pounding. And then slams the door. Come here, Mr. Fuller Brush Man. There's no sale. No sale. The world may want to bring in the things into the church. But by the grace of God, we're going to preach the old-time gospel, and there's no fail. No jitterbugs wanted here. No cutting down of the Word of God. We're going to take it down from beginning to end. The old-time religion. Hallelujah. Just a moment. With two brief closings of the curtain in your mind. The old wolf has a bright idea now, and he goes for a ladder. If he's unable to get the Christian church strangled by one means, namely, the means of deceit, saying, I sin, I am not sinful. You can do as you like. You can go where you please. Keep company with whom you like. Sit in the seat of the scornful. Walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And these things are no harm. If he can put on the sheep's wool and fool you, he will do so. But failing this, the devil has one more thing. Now, if I can only bring all professors to just say, oh, well, what are we contesting for anyway? Maybe we don't see eye to eye. Maybe we don't all believe the Bible in the same way, or believe in Christ as the Son of God. Or maybe we don't all believe in the blood atonement. Or but there's one high priest and mediator, Jesus Christ our Savior. But we'll just cover up all our things that we don't agree upon and close the Bible up and we'll all lock arms. We'll make a ladder and let the wolf climb. Look, the curtain opens. The ladder has been brought in by Mr. Wolf. And he's climbing up the top of the church chimney. He wants, if possible, to bring about a ruin. We now see the inside of the house instead of the outside. But say, do you know the thing to do? Look what those wise things are doing. They're building a fire. Brother, let's get the fire of Pentecost burning just now. Let's sing the old chorus, fire up, fire up, sister, fire up. Get the fire of burning in your soul, fire up. Look. Back up a little there so we can see the fire, will you? It's getting what? The kettle is hung on the boil. They say the wolf is coming. The Antichrist's days are here. We realize a day of free speech and the day of worshiping God after the dictates of our own heart is excluded and cut down in most nations. But thank God we still have it in our nation and in our land. And the way to keep it, they realize, is to keep the fire burning brightly. The fire of purity. The fire of devotion. The fire of watchfulness. The fire of prayer. And the fire of zeal. Look, out of the road. Let's see the fire. The wolf has reached the top. He says, I'll church. If I can't get you one way, I'll get you another. I'll come right in through your chimney top. If Christmas you want, I'll be Santa Claus for you. So he finds the chimney, like Sandy did of old. And then balancing himself precariously, he finally wiggles his way and squeezes his way while the little piggies blow on the flame. Burn, fire, burn. And finally the old wolf says, all right, here it goes. I'll jump in now. And I believe me. Woo! Ah! Woo! It's hot! It's hot! I'm burning up! Let me out of here! Let me out of here! Say, sinner, you'd be miserable if you got in a real Pentecostal Holy Ghost meeting. Do you know that? And the wolf says, let me out! And finally, you know that he gets out. And he begins to run. And he begins to jump. And he runs faster. And he jumps higher than any wolf ever jumped before. And I'll tell you at last, the old devil with his coattail on fire is going to be cast down into the lake that burns with fire, which is the second to death. And that's the bottomless pit, but the lake of fire, forever and forever. Hallelujah! He just, woo! Somebody put out the fire! All right, go! And he went so far, he's never stopped going, and he's going yet. You know, someday we're going to be rid of the devil. And the thing to do, my brother, is say,
I'm no house of hay for mine. You go ahead, if you will, with your dancing and your cards and your novels and building on money and pride and fashion. You go ahead, if you will, with your church membership only, without a born-again experience in your heart. As for me and my house, we will be born again. We will build on the rock Christ Jesus. We will build for us the cross of Calvary and lift it high and light it that the world may see. Then when the storms that have swept over many nations, which we might may check off on our fingers here tonight, though I myself try to always steer clear of politics and even international affairs and just preach the gospel, you know in your heart the nations that have already succumbed and have given way to the knockings of the wolf. Praise God, when the day comes, we're built on the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, America, let's hold fast to the faith of our fathers. Christians, regardless of what church you belong to, let us be born again and get Jesus in our soul. Amen. Put away the things of the world and let Christ come in.